What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike
out today. What an early 2000s hype song by Buzz back there. It's Heart of a Champion by Nelly.
Yeah, getting fired up for these debates.
Oh, man!
No!
I'm going to kick your ass!
There it is. Ike's out today. Just me and Jack. We are kicking off debate days. Yeah, I know. How does anyone deal with this?
Yes.
We're kicking off debate days today with some non-sports debates. And we are bringing on one of our own to talk about this because I heard through the rumor mill that this guy does it. Buzz, hit it.
Debate days.
Okay. So here's the debate. Debate is, in a parking lot, let's say the grocery store, should you be backing into the parking lot like you need to get a do a getaway or something? And Hugh backs into spots, which just inconveniences everybody else. Hugh, defend yourself.
First of all, first time caller, long time listener. Love the show. So my thing is, how is it offensive to other people or making it bad for other people that I back into a parking space?
Because everyone has to sit around and wait for you to back in like you're in the mafia or something and you're going to need to make a getaway.
Yeah, but it's way cooler.
No, it's not cool.
It's way cooler.
First of all, I drive a big-ass pickup truck.
Okay.
And it's easier to park it straight when you back it in. Because a lot of times, you know, the turn radius in the truck is a little bit different than a car and it's a lot bigger. So it's just easier for me just to back it in. And that's the only reason why I back it in, because, you know, I can use the backup camera and I can just back it in instead of, you know, pulling into a spot, then having to pull out and straighten up the truck and do things like that. So that's why I do it.
I maybe want to give you a little bit of a
It is a big truck. It's a really big truck.
It is a big truck?
Yeah. Oh, it's huge. Yeah.
I just don't understand. If you have the turning radius to turn out, why don't you have the turning radius to turn in?
Well, it's because it's a wider turn because you have the back end of the truck.
Okay.
That's no longer. So it's almost like driving a mini school bus. You know how when you drive a school bus?
No, I don't.
Well, I've never driven one either, but I mean that's a comparison because it's a longer wheel. It's a longer wheelbase between the wheels. But I will be honest with you because my truck is in the shop. And I have a rental, and I'm not gonna lie, back the rental in as well.
Yeah, yes.
Because it makes everyone wait.
Just pull in.
But when you back out, they're waiting the same amount of time.
They're not.
Listen, backing into parking spaces is what men do.
No.
Especially with bigger trucks. And
you don't have a bigger truck.
I have an SUV. I'm a new SUV-sman.
It's a small SUV.
It's pretty decent size.
It's like a...
I was told size didn't matter. But, like, It's way cooler to back into a parking space.
It's not cooler to make everybody who is trying to get through or park wait.
But they're trying to get through when you back out, idiot.
My thing is this,
like you're in the mafia.
Why are you in such a hurry that you can't wait a couple of seconds till somebody parks?
Because I'm in a hurry to get everywhere.
Why don't you slow down and enjoy life a little bit?
Hugh, you spend too much time in Atlanta where you think everybody can take their time getting everywhere. I got places to be.
Southern hospitality,
yes.
Man. That is the truth, though, because it just seems like everybody's in a hurry up here. I'm in traffic now, and a guy, getting on the Schuylkill, sometimes there's traffic. Somebody didn't want to wait, so they just ride on the berm. Just so they could get to where they're going just a couple seconds faster? Makes no sense.
Oh, I hate those people, Hugh.
Well, that's an Ike. That's an Ike thing.
Well, no, so what Ike and I do, and I only do this when Ike's around me, in case a guy gets out and wants to fight me, is I just bark in the middle and don't let
it. So they can't get through.
Yeah, those people are bad people. Only when Ike's around, though. I don't do it by myself.
That is ridiculous. That is just ridiculous.
All right, Hugh. Well, I'll give you a slight pass when you're driving your big truck, but when you're driving your rental, you should be pulling in straight.
So it's a habit at this point because I'm used to doing it, but that's the reason why I do it. It's like driving a big truck, man. You just want to make sure you're not bleeding into somebody else's lane. So it's just easy to back up and park it straight because sometimes you see trucks when they just pull in, they're a little bit over the line. And, the parking spaces in our garage are they're not the biggest parking space. They're kind of tight.
So
you just want to make sure, you give everybody get their parking space.
So to me, the people that back in end up hitting the cars more when they're backing in because they're parking in between two cars while they're backing in.
Bro, it's
and
not 1999.
Well, that's the point. The second thing is everyone tells me it's more dangerous to back out of a spot because you can't see. The backup cameras that are in these cars, I think, give me a better field of vision than my eyes even do. I see everything. I get a beep if somebody's walking by. I don't know. You shouldn't be backing into spots. Maybe if you're in your big truck, but not when you're in your rental.
No, I got to back in, man. It's just a habit.
Because you're a guy here.
Yeah, all right.
Is
yeah.
that what it is?
Yeah, you're a man.
Hey, Jack, I know you don't need the Bluetooth, man. Still waiting on the Bluetooth. Somebody got to give me some Bluetooth.
What's going on, man? We'll get them right to you in a discreet package.
Yeah, promo code 94, Hugh. First month for free.
Shameless plug.
All right. There you go. Great Hugh Douglas.
Is that Hugh's bone he has to pick?
Yeah, I think that is.
Hey-o.
He's very concerned about the Bluetooth. Now, so speaking of the backup camera, and you are someone who romanticizes the 90s and, pre-technology being where technology is today.
Yeah.
I don't know how anyone parallel parked before the backup camera. It seems impossible.
Here's what you do. Did you never park without a backup camera?
Well, so I never had to parallel park with my old car.
Okay.
But now I live in town, so I have to parallel park all the time.
So what you would do... And maybe you're too young to have done. Well, did you do this when you learned? Put your hand over the passenger seat as if you're putting your arm around somebody, and you turn your head back, and you swing your head back and forth as you're parking.
It's a lot of angles, though.
To be honest, I do not use the backup camera when I parallel park because I'm better doing it with just my eyes, with the feel.
The things that I don't get how you... people existed before technology. Like GPS, I don't know how you guys got anywhere. It was basically just go in the gas station and trust me, bro.
Well, there are maps.
Yeah, maps are hard to read, if we're going to be completely honest. And, and then...
Someone tells you go north. You don't even know which way that is.
I don't.
He has no idea.
I'm still confused as to when they say the winds are in the south at Citizens Bank Park, is that blowing in or blowing out?
Center City is north. At Citizens Bank Park, because it's in South Philly.
So you think that when the winds are blowing south, that means the wind's blowing in?
Yeah, but it depends which way home plate is facing. Is home plate facing north or
home plate is south,
facing Center City?
And Center City is in center field.
Oh, okay, yeah. So if it's blowing south, then it's blowing in. Yeah,
we got there.
Not that hard to figure out.
Took me a little while. Yeah. And then I don't know how you guys parallel parked before backup cameras. Like, it's all just like, trust me.
It's not trust me. You look.
Yeah, but you don't really know how much space you have. Like, you're kind of just guessing. That's where you get the little love taps of the cars around you.
Well, sometimes you need the little love tap to figure out where you are. Especially when I lived in South Philly, you got a love
tap. Those spaces are tight.
Yeah, well, that's what the bumpers are for.
Nice.
Just a little here and there just to figure out where you are.
Yeah.
But I think you could still bump even because when you're using the backup camera and it's beeping, sometimes it beeps a little too early.
Well, my new car, love it, but like it's going a little overboard some of the beeps.
With the beeping.
Yeah, I'm not going to hit that. I'm fine. But yeah. safety precautions.
And just once again, with the backing in, this is what happens every time I'm in a parking lot when I see somebody backing in. And I realized that I went to the grocery store yesterday in Woolwich Township, and I saw somebody backing in. And I do this exact same thing, even if I'm in the car by myself. I go, "Ooh, big man needs to make a getaway." Every time.
You just have to be offended by everything.
Are you robbing the place?
You just have to be offended.
You gotta get away quick.
It's so nice just being able to just pull out and just go. Don't look at me with that face. How else?
You like pulling out?
How else did you want me to explain that?
Yeah.
How else did you want me to explain
it? It's not that efficient to do.
It's just so much easier. Yeah. You can just bang, you're out of there.
All right.
Rather than you gotta slowly back it up. That also slows everyone else down around you. You're 100% wrong on this.
215-592-9494. We'll take your calls on the debates, by the way. But talking about Jose Alvarado, if the Alvarado suspension is a big deal for the Phillies. 215-592-9494. Get your calls right after I tell you about a big deal for you. That is your windows and your doors. And when I show people our house, which we've done a lot of work in, we're very proud of, but every time they come in, I say, hey, you know, we are going to have a brand new front door from Guida. We are going to have brand new windows. And we're in that time of the year, in the spring, where you've put away all these little projects that you didn't want to do all winter, but now it's time. It's going to be summer before you know it. It's going to be hot outside. Your energy bills are going to go through the roof. You should replace the windows you haven't replaced. You should replace the doors you want to replace, whether it's an insulated front door, sliding patio door, garage door, whatever it is, you got to get in touch with Guida. 20% off everything. Every highly efficient, expertly installed window, 20% off. Every door, 20% off. Start your project with no money down, interest-free financing for up to 36 months. Just call them. 877-GO-GUIDA. They can tell you about the restrictions, and this is a limited-time offer, so they'll tell you how long you have, and you can schedule your free, no-obligation in-home estimate, or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Joe and Ben Salem, you're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
What up, y'all? Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Joe?
So, first I wanted to say, with Alvarado, look, he got busted. He was supposed to know what was in his body. It is what it is. Even Lane Johnson's got busted for PEDs at some point. What really pisses me off about him is, apparently what's being reported is he left in the middle of the night, never talked to his teammates, never said anything. It's just kind of weasel for me and makes me wonder what his future is with this team.
Well, I think he was probably embarrassed. And I don't know him. Yeah, and I understand the concern on that part of it. My gut tells me is that's a shame thing and not a I don't care about my teammates thing. Now being able to stand up for it is important. But I guess I don't know enough about that part of it to make the judgment.
Because everything you hear about Alvarado is he's a great teammate and everyone loves him in there.
Yeah.
So
I don't know about that part.
I get that. And what so the now is they need to go out and make a move. You got a team down south as the O's who need starting pitching. We got a bunch of starting pitching. Jack, what would you say Mick Abel, Seth Johnson, and Gene Cabrera for Felix Bautista?
We're sending Seth Johnson back to the Orioles.
Is he part of the Ruiz? Or not the Ruiz?
He was
the
Gregory Soto deal.
Soto trade.
So,
yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I would love Felix Bautista. I mean, your trade back is just a lot of starters. Abel, I think, could be a part of it. They would probably want to bet. I love Felix Bautista. Unfortunately, I think that's going to... Like, he's my number one guy, I think. Him and Duran. But I just think it's so early. And the Orioles just fired their manager. They're probably going to try to get back into this thing.
It's so early. Yeah, it's so early for them.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no way they're giving up on the season.
And they're going to think, we get close to the deadline, we're going to create a bidding war. Now, I guess theoretically could just severely overpay, but do you really want to do that as well? It's a tough spot, but I love Felix Bautista, the pitcher, Joe.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And I just think they're desperate. We're desperate. You got two desperate teams going back and forth.
Well, maybe it could be a smaller deal. Like, I think they would view Felix Bautista as someone that they can get a haul for if they really do fall out of it. But maybe one of the other, I mean, Sir Anthony, want to bring Sir Anthony back? Maybe a little, the smaller deal, Gregory Soto, want to bring him back, another lefty out of the bullpen? Maybe a smaller deal, but I don't think a big deal right now.
Did you guys see this? New York Times wrote that Boehm was in consideration for being traded for a couple relievers off the Yankees. I don't know if they're just talking out their butts, but I was wondering if that's something, if they got any arms in their pen that we could use.
Yeah, I hear you. I find it hard to believe that right now they would trade their starting third baseman for a reliever. I know, like, in the offseason that was maybe the idea, but he has picked it up. I mean, unless we want to go with Sosa every day.
That was in the article. You know, I'd go with Sosa over Boehm.
Well, I don't think... The thing about Sosa over Boehm is that even if Sosa isn't quite as productive, I just don't think the difference is that much. If you're talking about over 5 years, there's probably a big difference. If you're talking about over 100 games, the difference between Sosa and Boehm at the plate, I don't think is that big. For next question today, Joe, did you have a bone to pick with either me or Jack?
I have one with you, Spike.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Love it.
Yeah.
So, all right. I feel it's a little wormish with you and Daryl Morey.
Yep. Mm. Everyone sees
it. He can never do no wrong. He's this great GM.
Hall of Famer, yeah.
All that combined.
Yeah.
But yet it's being reported that he wants to trade the third overall pick in Paul George for Kevin Durant.
So first of all, just to be clear, that's not what's being reported. And this is what happens is like, well, it's true. Jonathan Givony, who is a draft guy, wrote, teams expect the Sixers to try to use the number three pick and Paul George to try to trade for a star like Kevin Durant. So it's not been reported anywhere. And I guess I would ask you this. Do you think Kevin Durant is much better than Paul George, right? I would assume.
I would say it's about equal.
The conversation is going to end there. I mean, he's much better, and he's only got 1 year left on his deal. So in that trade, I wouldn't do that trade either. I don't think Daryl would do that trade, but you're getting a much better player, and you're shaving 3 years off the contract. So
I mean, if it saves 3 years off the contract, but you got a 38-year-old player coming in to play with an injury-prone center.
Yeah, I understand it. They're not in a great position. But then the other point is, what do you think that three pick is doing for you for the next 4 years?
You know, honestly, I mean, it's stuck between a rock and a hard place.
They are.
Keep the pick and draft, or they could, trade it and try to grit in another free agent. But it's stuck in a rock and a hard place. My issue with the bone to pick with you is that he's this Hall of Famer, great GM.
He is.
He hasn't really done much since his Rocket days.
Well, I mean, he's had one losing season in his entire career as a GM, and that was this year. So I'm not saying he's infallible, but he's had one losing season. One. Like, I want you to, like, look at other basketball GMs who have been in sports as long as he has and find a record. Now, has he won a title? No, but he can't play for them. I don't think he's infallible, but I think he's been very good. Thank you for the call, Joe.
And I bet he doesn't back into parking spaces.
I bet you he doesn't.
I bet he's a forward parker. If he backed in, he'd probably have a title by now.
Yes. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you back into parking spaces, yes or no? Have you looked at the results of this yet?
No.
What, do you want to guess?
I would say 55, yes.
62.8, yes.
Bunch of guys out there.
So the Eagles said yes today to Nick Sirianni.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, the team announced, so Eagles get Insider of the Year credit for that.
That's true.
They have re-signed Nick Sirianni to a multi-year extension. on the heels of Jeff McClain reporting that the Eagles have re-employed Joe Douglas to a senior scouting position for the team.
Interesting. And the newspaper reporter had that?
Newspaper reporter had it.
Hmm.
Did Elliot have it?
He did not have it.
Hmm.
But did I see more tweets about Ace Bailey this weekend?
Yeah, maybe he's concentrating on the wrong thing.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Our Eagles reporter, Eagles Insider of the Year champion.
You know,
less basketball.
Less Ace Bailey photoshops.
No one cares.
Yeah.
No one cares.
More reporting on Joe Douglas.
I don't tweet about basketball.
No.
I don't tweet about football.
Hardly
ever. Because I don't want to deal with the people.
Yeah, you tweet about baseball.
I tweet about
what people want at.
You know what I do? I stay in my lane.
Stay in your lane, Ellie.
That's the only reason we're bringing him on.
Well, we had him on Friday, and I brought Joe Douglas up to him, not as a potential thing, but maybe something goes off in his head. Hey, what if the Eagles signed Joe Douglas was here at one of the playoff games?
Yeah.
Or regular season game. I think the regular season finale.
And I think he scoffed. I think he, I don't know if I there's video of him, but I think he's like, idiot.
Joe Douglas.
Yeah, why would you ever suggest that? So, just disappointing stuff from him. But I guess adding a former GM back into the building, I mean, I always wonder, like, if you're Joe Douglas, you were here, you got a GM job elsewhere off of your success here, and you got to come back.
I don't know. I have found coming back from New York for less responsibility to be a joy.
Sure.
Yeah, so...
Certainly has that.
Yeah, so we got another one from New York. Got me, Saquon.
Sure.
Now Joe Douglas.
That's all we do.
I think, I understand what you're saying. I think probably eventually Joe Douglas wants one of those jobs again.
Yeah.
But there is probably some... Like, there's so much else that comes with being a GM than just player evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
And for him to go to what he is specifically great at, which is player evaluation, for a little while and just concentrate on that, I bet to a certain extent, and not have to deal with Aaron Rodgers going on Pat McAfee every week and talking about your team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he's relieved about it. And the Sirianni thing.
Yes.
First of all, very happy he got the extension.
You don't think they should have made him a lame duck this year, make him earn it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Didn't we have one call that said they should do that?
I think we did. 100% did.
Sirianni prove it year?
Yeah, Sirianni prove it year. Now he's proven.
Yes.
There's no prove it year for Sirianni.
I can't think of a guy that I have turned as like 180 on as I did with Sirianni. I was sure they should have fired him into the season last year. If for no other reason than it set up a bad situation for him. You know, they had taken away, publicly at least, some of his power. Then after I guess they weren't playing well at the bye, but then we have the fighting with fans after the Cleveland game.
Uh-huh.
And I just thought it was going to fall apart. And then every time last year that they faced a fork in the road and a tough situation, they overcame it. And every time they overcame it, the players gave him credit for it. And I thought last year he did... It's very easy to say when a coach wins a Super Bowl that he did an exceptional job.
Mm-hmm.
But even before the playoffs, I think he had done an exceptional job. And he has, I think, not only been a really, really good coach, but he has grown into it. And I think he's become a better coach since he's been here because he has been not just made aware of what his deficiencies are, but I think actually specifically like attacking those deficiencies and getting better.
And I've loved what he's done this offseason. I think this has been... I just want him to be calm. I appreciate the passion. We're passion people. We got passions for things, but it can't be detrimental. And I think this year, this offseason has been really impressive from that standpoint. And another run to the Super Bowl. A title would be a cherry on top. But he could go down as the greatest coach in Philadelphia sports history. I mean, he's on that track because a lot of those guys have won. I mean,
right.
Doug has one. Charlie has one. Obviously, Fred Shiro has two.
Yeah.
You know, Billy Cunningham has one. There's not many two-time champions in the city.
Well, the difficult part for
besides college coaches, I know Jay Wright.
Yes.
I'm talking like professional
coaches. The difficult thing for him is just going to be keeping the job. And that's not because I don't think he'll do a good job. It's just like the number of coaches in the NFL who can withstand a bad season or two and not get fired is small, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now he has great infrastructure around him. I also think having Howie and the front office infrastructure here is good for him in that he is not guaranteed good personnel, but, you know, likely he's going to have good personnel all the time. So the key with him, I think, is just time. If he keeps the job long enough, it would be hard to believe. Like, if he keeps it, I'm trying to think how many more years he needs. Seven? six, seven, something like that. Maybe one or two more runs, even if he doesn't win another one. Just one or two more runs, it could put him in position to do that. All right. We will bring on Elliot Shore Parks next, essentially just to shame him for not getting this.
Come on, man. Big Sirianni stuff. He's Captain Sirianni.
We will talk to him about Captain Sirianni and the return of Joe Douglas. Also talking about Jose Alvarado and his suspension. Big deal or not such a big deal? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.